T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. It's hour number 3 of the GBAC Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We got C-Note coming up here for you in 20 minutes. We'll talk about the Cowboys news of the evening. Dak is speaking. A lot of things are flowing and going, and here's Wolchuk with a daily football fix.
A lot of buzz about George Pickens. Brian asked Jordan Schultz when he was on the show yesterday, like, what would the market be? And Schultz said, well, yeah, there'd be a ton of interest in him. I mean, he's a legit wide receiver one. Now, there are some chatter. There's some chatter going on at the Star right now. Media is interviewing both Lamb and Pickens. John Machota on George Pickens on if he'd like to get a new contract done now or wait until the offseason. And Pickens said that's kind of up to what Jerry wants to do. All I can do is perform at my best. He did say he's not had any discussions yet, which fits what Ed Werder reported earlier this week. And then CeeDee Lamb, when asked about George Pickens, he said, absolutely, I want George Pickens to remain in Dallas beyond this season. That's my guy. I feel like we've grown this bond in a matter of minutes. I want the best for him, whether that's him making the most money in the NFL at the position or whatever that looks like. But I do want him to win. And I just tell him, stay positive. Your money's going to come. Now, Albert Breer has a mailbag out today, and he was asked if the Cowboys would consider trading George Pickens. Albert said, quote, I'd say the thing right now is trending towards Pickens being tagged in March, yeah, which would then allow Dallas to either work out a long-term deal, trade him, or keep him on the roster for another year. And I'd be willing to bet that's probably going to be the course of action.
Yeah,
once
I
the
agree.
Cowboys put the trade on, then all of that is still on the table.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that, you know, today you'd love to be able to say that the tag gives him or gives the Cowboys a lot of flexibility. You know, can you work out a deal with that agent? I mean, that guy's one of the best agents in the league. If you're a player, he's hard on the front offices of teams he deals with. But you know, that's what you have to respect about the guy. So if you can tag him and get him to play it another year under that, I think that would be great going forward.
Yeah,
that would be awesome. You know, to get to have George Pickens for this entire season,
yeah,
and then actually get something for him, because I think it's a first round pick, and that's what you dream of, is trading a 3 for a guy, then being able to turn around within a year and move him for a 1, or you know, hang on to him. But you know, him walking and only getting a comp pick at this point is the only thing that I want to make sure you avoid.
Agreed.
That's just mismanagement.
And if you put the tag on him, then I guess you still have that flexibility. You know, then
yeah,
can you move him and get that pick back?
Yeah.
And I guess even if he played on the tag, what did we just say? There was like $28 million or so. That's the estimation right now.
Yeah.
Still, I mean, that's great value to get George at $28 million for a year, assuming he plays on that. There's not foolery going on with David Mulligeta and the back stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I assume they would. I don't think that would work.
Yeah.
I don't think they would let you.
Judging by the track record, you're right. They probably will not be in on that. Now, this is another thing with Max Crosby, and Jory Epstein and Charles Robinson have a new article out today on Yahoo Sports. Chatter they're hearing about the deadline. And everybody's looking for corners right now. One NFC talent evaluator said corners are usually, along with interior D linemen or offensive linemen, the players that everybody wants. They even brought up the Diggs conversation in Dallas. Quote, it's hard to predict, said one NFC talent evaluator. He's been shaky when healthy. He's much better off coverage that where he's free to play the ball. But his health and his contract are big issues. So can the Cowboys end up moving him? Jory actually says, why don't the Cowboys get on the phone with the Packers? Diggs' best friend's Micah Parsons. And his college position coach, Derek Ainslie, now Green Bay's defensive passing game coordinator, is the DB's coach. So the Packers might be able to maximize Diggs in ways the Cowboys no longer can. You get him back with his buddy, but I didn't even know about the connection with the old college position coach.
I did not know that either. I thought Chicago and the Commanders were the two areas that I might go first.
Maybe they can. I mean, I know I'd hate to help Green Bay in any way, but right now if you can get something for Diggs, that might just be the best course of action. Then with the Crosby deal, one NFC talent evaluator said, quote, I still think for the right price, Crosby could be on the move.
Damn right he could.
First in a pick swap, most likely.
Yeah.
Mark Davis was just asked about it again. He said, quote, I would talk to our GM and head coach. Yeah. I don't make those decisions. I expect Max to be here with the Raiders for quite a while, but to hear that he still could be on the move. And right now, odds on betting favorite to land Max Crosby, according to Vegas, is the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh, Vegas probably knows Vegas.
Maybe Vegas knows.
Better than anyone.
Maybe Vegas knows that there's something going on here. Here's the scary thing, boys. Howie's trying to do what we wanted to do yesterday. Three ones for Myles Garrett. He is trying to pry Myles Garrett away from Cleveland and get him in an Eagles uniform. Here was ESPN Cleveland talking about that earlier today.
Even three late number one picks, given the dearth of talent and the amount of needs that the Browns have, if I was Andrew, and look, I'm no capologist, and I know this is a cap mess, and I know that there's a no-trade clause involved, but if someone called me with three number one draft picks, after what happened this past Sunday, where a guy has the greatest game I've ever seen a defensive end play, sacked the quarterback five times, and you still lose by three scores.
You're making that trade.
It's something I'd have to consider.
So this is starting to get nervous. One, I would hate it if the Eagles were the team that gave up the three ones to go and get Myles Garrett.
Yeah, it should be more like five or six ones.
Holy crap. Yeah, for them, like double the price. Also, it's like, how in the world can they afford this? But that's Howie Roseman and the juggling gymnastics that he does with the salary cap. Where there's a will, there is a way. The Eagles find a way to make it happen. But if you're the Cowboys and there's even a possibility, you've got to C-block this thing. You got to one-up that. You got to get Myles Garrett back home. I don't want him in the damn division.
Yeah, I was thinking about it earlier, and I was just making sure that I believed in it. And yes, I would do three ones for Myles Garrett. And the reason is because so much of his salary cap hit is being absorbed by Cleveland. So you'd be getting Myles Garrett and still have all your cap space to sign other guys. So I think he's the rare example that it is worth that. But if Max Crosby is a one and a pick swap,
that's pretty tantalizing as well.
That's where you go right there. And Wolchuk, I think it's quite interesting that up to this point, Mark Davis has been like, no, we're not trading Max Crosby. And now he's like, you got to go talk with the coach and GM. Because remember, Brian told us when this story was fresh 2 weeks ago that this likely started with the Raiders coaches, maybe getting a message from the player that he was ready to move on.
Yep.
And this was probably news to the front office, which is why maybe the Cowboys were surprised by it. And at the time, Mark Davis is like, no, what are you talking about?
Right.
Well, as business days go on and conversations get had, I'd interpret that as a Mark Davis softened position for sure.
Yeah, I would believe they've talked with Mark and said, look, we need to get a quarterback in here. And our best chance to go get a quarterback is to have multiple first-round picks and be able to try and maneuver this thing. That would also be the sales pitch Andrew Berry would make to the ownership of Cleveland. Like, okay, now we'd be strapped with four first-round picks. No matter where we finish, we've got the ability now to control the first round of the draft. Hell, do we want to take two quarterbacks? It's unheard of. Now we've got a massive competition, and maybe that wouldn't be good, but I'd kind of like, if anybody's going to do something crazy like that, it might be Cleveland. Could end up in an absolute dumpster fire, but why not? Let's take a flyer at these things. Most of the time they miss anyway, right?
Yeah, and they're likely going to have a high enough pick that they could draft one their own, but in a situation that presents itself where you only think there's one good one, you want to be able to go all the way to the top. You don't want to leave these things to chance.
Exactly. Now, Bill Barnwell, you can go bleep yourself, sir. Bobby Bell was talking during his segment yesterday about how much he hates Bill Barnwell. And I was like, man, I kind of like his work. Not anymore. No, I'm just, I mean, I don't dislike him, but I didn't like
you hate him.
Didn't like the trade that he threw out today. Now, I do think he was just having some fun, but he threw out, I would be stunned if the Cowboys traded Brandon Aubrey, but I'm throwing him out here more as a thought experiment than anything else. A going nowhere Cowboys team doesn't have much use for Aubrey. Lies. And although kickers can play into their 40s, the former soccer player is already 30 years old. He's obviously a valuable player.
Only got 10 more years of him. Better trade him.
Right. Got to get rid of him. Aubrey's eligible for an extension. What if you could get a second-round pick for Brandon Aubrey?
Pound sand.
I think so, too. You go bleep yourself, Bill Barnwell. I am not trading Brandon Aubrey.
You could trade one or the other. Aubrey or Pickens?
I lean Pickens, and I know this is it's crazy to even say that, but I don't think I can find a better kicker than Brandon Aubrey. And I don't know that I'm necessarily going to find a wide receiver that's as good as George Pickens, but I think I got better chances. I think there's more receivers than there are quality kickers. I don't want to be in the kicker abyss again.
How about you there, Chieftain?
Isn't it weird? I think you're going to side with the kicker here, and you're Mr. Kicker Hater.
It is so
But it's kind of true.
Yeah, yeah, he's cut through in a way that no kicker ever has. I don't like the idea of moving on from him.
I want to keep both.
Especially for a second-round pick, which is perpetually a pick that the Cowboys botch, right? Like, you're going to end up trading Brandon Aubrey for Kelvin Joseph or something stupid.
Which one of these teams, by the way, Dawson, you can chime in.
He is the most underrated player in the game right now, Brandon Aubrey. What he can do for you, 65 to 70 yards. Like, even the best pass rusher in Vegas is worth a point. When they, this guy's out, we better adjust the point spread. One, you know, a quarterback, 2-3 points. Aubrey's given you the possibility of adding multiple points in every game based on his ability to go deep. So
which one of these teams?
You'd have to hit me with a 1+.
Which one of these teams has the shakiest kickers? And I'm going to act like I know.
Question.
Do the Rams still have it? Is our guy
Dicker, Greg the Leg?
Dicker the kicker still there?
I don't think.
I think Dicker.
He's with the Chargers, right?
Chargers, yeah.
He's
Denver.
Okay.
This guy can hit 75 yarders for
Colts,
you for the next decade.
Colts, New England, Denver, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Chargers, Kansas City, Jacksonville. That's the top eight.
Hey, Joshua Cardy is now the place kicker there with the Rams. Just ram it.
I'm just thinking one of these teams.
The 49ers, I think, have been struggling. They had Jake Moody. They cut him. And then now I think they're rocking with Pinheiro, maybe.
Yeah. Eddie P.
I just wondered if you're one of these teams that, like, you're battling, you're in the playoff hunt, you could be a really good team, and then you go out and get the best kicker in the league just to make sure that you don't have any problems down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, Tampa
just
Bay.
Just get your home field.
No, I'm sure plenty of teams would be
interested.
I think
there's a lot of teams that would be interested, but again, pound sand. We're not doing this.
Did you see Brad Sham respond to this with Bill Barnwell's Twitter tagged?
Yeah. Brad and I have actually been really on the same page this week. He wants to keep Pickens, and he basically is telling everyone to F off, don't touch Brandon Aubrey.
Yeah, he said, idiotic suggestion, clickbait.
Which is not fair to
Brad,
Barnwell. Barnwell,
read it.
No, everybody is fired up about the social media reaction of what people are inaccurately paraphrasing Bill Barnwell said. He presented this responsibly, Brad.
He did. And I
you
read
can't
it.
Watchdog everybody's content and then take something totally out of context and made up intent that isn't there. You're better than that, Sham.
No, Brad Sham said it's clickbait. It's clickbait.
It's clickbait. I like what Brad's doing there. Let's get ready for
idiotic suggestion.
It is an idiotic suggestion. What
I
the
love
hell?
Brad.
Dak Prescott, shout out to Kyle Yeomans. He's got big facts on DallasCowboys.com. Throughout his career, Dak 31-14-1 coming off a loss in his career. You know that tie?
That one.
That was Green Bay. Yeah. That's the fifth best record off a loss since he entered the league in 2016. Only quarterbacks better, Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, Brady.
Allen Jackson, huh?
Yep. Huh. Allen and Jackson.
5 o'clock somewhere.
The Allen Jackson guy.
5 o'clock somewhere.
His passer rating following a loss is also the second best of any of those guys in the group. Dak, Monday Night Football, 5-1 on Monday nights. Only.
Lost to Arizona?
I think that was a win on the road. They beat Arizona on Monday night.
They don't win in Arizona.
They did. That was the Dez Bryant breaking a bunch of tackles game, and then They didn't want to kneel for the anthem. That was like back in 2017.
Oh, when Jerry smiled and winked.
Yeah, that was that. They got the win. I think that's the last time they beat Arizona. Like, they've lost 8 of 9 to them, and that was the one win. But the only player, well, ironically, as we talk about that game, Colin Kaepernick, that has a better record on Monday Night Football since 2000 with at least 5 starts there. So Dak, 5-1, looking to make it 6-1 against Kyler Murray.
I wonder if those are all at home. Like, are their Monday night games usually always at home?
The Cowboys?
They're so much better at home. So
they are. They're basically putting 40 points up at home all the time.
Yeah.
We got Thursday Night Football tonight. Couple of history things on the line here.
History things.
History things. Historical notes. 67 yards is what Derrick Henry needs to reach the 12,000 threshold.
Hmm.
So he's getting close there. He's also playing against Miami, as you noted, allowing a bunch of yards on the ground. They surrendered 145 yards per game this year. So if you want to take the mores on Derrick Henry, it's looking good as he tries to get to 12,000. Lamar Jackson also owns Miami. His numbers against the Dolphins in his career have been absolutely fantastic. Now, he's only 2-2. So I think one of those were like a huge blown lead that he had.
Yeah.
But he's thrown 14 touchdowns to just one pick while averaging 300 yards a game against Miami. He's thrown 5 touchdown passes with 0 picks against them twice.
Well, it's his. It's like a homecoming game for him. That's where he played his high school ball.
Well, if he ends up having 5 touchdowns again with no picks, he'd be the first quarterback in NFL history to do that against the same team 3 times. And that's not exactly a stunner, because that's hard to do.
Everything I said about Bijan Robinson last week versus the Dolphins, I meant tonight, and it's Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry and Bijan.
Thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
Thursday Night Football, 3 hours away. We had an injury scare at Cowboys practice, plus Dak reacts to that Jerry quote, and we have trade targets sitting out practice across the NFL. That's coming up next year.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Nation. Here we go, Nation. Time for the C-Note. Cowboys news of the evening here on The Fan. And it's been a very busy day as they continue to prepare for the Arizona Cardinals. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Okay, Hey, shout out to Bobby Carella, All-City Dallas Mavs. He joined us last hour. Very interesting concept from him. I thought the Kawhi Leonard comp for Cooper Flagg was very interesting. Took Kawhi Leonard 3 or 4 years to average over even 12 points per game. But I just thought the playing style was a quite interesting comp that I hadn't heard before. And then, you know, the other thing he pointed out that was interesting about these Mavs is Anthony Davis hurt last night, and you already have Lively and Gafford out. The way the Mavs and a lot of teams have to play their bigs these days, there is so much more movement and change of direction in space. And maybe, you know, it's never been the healthiest position in sports, center or just big man. A guy around 7 foot is always getting hurt. But maybe in today's game more than ever, it is a liability. And maybe you should consider that more in your team building. Maybe we're going to see the idea of zigging when everybody else is zagging. Oh, you want to go perimeter-based players? We're going to go big and just swarm you and win the rebounds and protect the rim. Well, maybe the downside of it is if you're asking these guys to switch in pick and roll and then play pick and roll on offense and crash towards the rim trying to throw down on people, that, you know, injuries are going to be an even bigger part of it. And hopefully we get these guys healthy, because it should be a big-time advantage. But I'm starting to believe that it's not going to be that possible. Okay, DeMarvian Overshown left practice early with trainers, but the reports have come out, confirmed by our very own Brian Broaddus, bit of a sprained thumb. So Overshown's going to be okay, but, you know, he still has a couple of weeks until that 21-day window returns. So Monday Night Football against the Raiders after the bye. How about this at Titans practice, guys? Three of their reported trade targets, all DNPs at practice. Are the trade chips about to start to roll? Calvin Ridley, Okwankwo, the tight end, right? And then Jeffrey Simmons, the defensive tackle.
Wow.
Jeffrey Simmons would
been,
be...
Simmons has been dealing with a hamstring, though, right?
Yes.
Allegedly.
Could be a phantom hammy.
I'll tell you what, man. I was watching... What was I watching? I was watching Tennessee. Oh, it was Arizona versus Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, man. It was... Man, he... For real.
If they want Osa, you know, I'd do a little swap risky.
That guy, I remember him in Mississippi State.
Oh, savage.
How violent he plays.
Yeah.
My gosh. Yeah.
Okay, we got Hendrickson, we got Crosby, we got Garrett, we got Simmons, we got Quinnen Williams. Those are the top five defensive linemen available, as Ricky Scoops is saying the Cowboys are going to add a defensive lineman. It's just a matter of who. Do you think it's going to be off that list, Brian? Are we getting one of those guys here within the next couple weeks?
I said yesterday that I didn't feel like that the league would allow them to do that. And I mean the league, not the NFL.
They'll outbid you?
Yeah. I think that some of these teams are talking mean game. I think some of these teams are talking mean game. Like, yeah, maybe this guy, yeah, for the right price, yeah, you could do this, you could do it. But I said the league, and I mean the other teams in the league. I don't think the teams are going to put guys out there like that. I think there's some possibility for some minor deals and stuff like that. But I do believe the Cowboys want to be aggressive.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think
they're swinging for a big fish.
I think they really want to do something big. I just don't know if the teams with these players are going to allow them to do it. That's
yeah. You need someone to play ball.
Yeah, I do believe Dallas wants to. I just don't think the other teams are going
to
let him.
Up next here in the C note, Dak has reacted to the Jerry Jones quote in the Wall Street Journal. If you missed the quote, he said there's $100 billion present value with natural gas out there. That's why I'm talking to you on the telephone rather than trying to fix our defense with the Dallas Cowboys. Maybe we'll ask Jake Ferguson about that. Jake Ferguson show coming up at 5:35. Dak was asked about it after today's practice. He said, I don't know the full context of it. I do know a piece of it, but being a fan and you just hear that or read that, yeah, of course, that can be frustrating. But in that sense, I would just say the guy has never really lied about who he is or what he's trying to do. Hopefully he was talking about it in that one particular moment. Maybe in those 5 minutes is what he was alluding to, and having a chance at a $100 billion opportunity, I think he might take 5 minutes as well to answer a call. Hopefully that's what he means, right? But I could see how it could be frustrating. For us as players, we control what we can control. That doesn't pertain to us right now. Our job is to make sure that we're getting ready for Monday night and that we're going to be the best team we can be when we go play the Cardinals.
Who's got Jerry tomorrow?
That'll be KNC.
KNC.
Hagee said he's not interested in asking about it, but Corey's ready to fire it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it is something obviously we kind of know, and that ultimately it's not going to change. But there is a part of me, like, we have a, and I think this is how fans feel. We have a platform where we do get to ask them questions. And I do think we have asked questions and the fans don't get answers that they want. So they interpret that as like, okay, we don't, and we're not pressing. Well, I mean, we can't get an answer that you want. They've got to be willing to give that. But at the same time, like and maybe we can talk with Steven about this. Like, I wonder if Jerry's off doing this, and it is trade deadline season. What happens if you are talking to a team and all of a sudden something starts to brew here? And there's a, you know, deadlines, maybe they're willing to budge now.
Yeah.
Now's the time to strike. Mm-hmm. And this deal's on the table here for 10 minutes,
yeah.
5 minutes, and you got to make a decision. Well, is Steven the one that then steps in, makes that decision? Is it Will McClay? Is it Todd Williams? I mean, who's the one that then, have to call Jerry and get his approval before they, like, does that put them now in a holding pattern for free agents or trades? Because sometimes he's off doing other things.
I think to me, if you were interested in trading for Max Crosby, or you were interested in trading for Quinnen Williams, that they probably talked about that enough, that if Jerry gets knocked out of the conversation, that Steven Jones would make that call. And say, you know, I think tomorrow what you're going to get, if they ask Jerry this question, by the way, Jerry's going to tell him he was joking with the guy. That's what you're going to get.
Tongue in cheek.
Yeah, he's going to, you know, I mean, that's what he's going to say.
He's going to say, I was smiling when I said it.
Yeah, he's going to say that, you know, he was joking and, you know, that, hey, that I do think about the team. He's going to say, I'm predicting what he's going to say.
Yeah, and I think you're probably very
he's,
right.
He's going to say, well, I just, in the conversation, I was just, you know, I was joking with this guy. I think that's what he's going to say. But to your point, that your initial question, I think Steven has the latitude that they have talked about deals enough that he could pull the trigger on a deal if he had to.
Yeah, I think logistically they're probably fine. My bigger concern would just be the leadership. You know, it starts at the top and everything flows from it. The energy, the organization. If you really want a championship like Chris Young, or if you really want to win a championship like Mark Cuban, in the last two times we've gotten there, I think you're tirelessly holding everybody accountable and pursuing it. And it's just your tone setter is kind of a businessman. And to Dak's point, I get it. You know, you're making all this money from the NFL. You know intimately about oil and gas. You can use your knowledge to identify opportunities. And when you're waking up, maybe you're more excited about the chance to make $100 billion than win your next Super Bowl.
100%. There's nothing wrong with that as an owner of a team, right?
Yeah.
But
just don't make yourself the GM.
You're also the GM, yeah. And you continue to tell everyone, whether it's true or not, that you are the final decision maker. You are the person that makes all the decisions. Now, I in the 469 saying this is nothing new. Steven and Will are the ones that are really making the decisions. We've talked about that plenty of times, Brian, on our show. Yeah. But there are plenty of listeners that, for the first time, maybe this has now caused an alarm to go off for them.
Yeah.
And this is new information and they're freaking out. Like, well, my supposed GM is out here not focused on the team 24/7. And it shouldn't be a surprise, but it is to a lot of people.
Yeah. And I don't know what, you know, maybe they just haven't been paying attention or they've been late to the game, but I feel like when I first got here and started covering the Cowboys in 2010, I was like, what's this like idea that Jerry Jones cares more about money than winning? Like, you got more money in the world, how could you possibly want more? And what I've figured out about billionaires in the time since then is however much they have, they want twice as much.
Mm-hmm.
And that itch never goes away. You know, it's just a mindset of more. And I think it kind of applies to all of us. Like, you get a promotion, your lifestyle gets used to the house you can afford and the car you can afford. And within a few years, you're like, hey, boss, give me more money. You know, you want to constantly be expanding and getting on to the biggest and best thing. And, you know, I think billionaires have more of that, not less of that, because of everything they've accrued already. And then they start thinking, well, you know, what's separating me from Jeff Bezos? It's a big 100x up from an oil investment. So he's got a $1 billion in on this Comstock. Apparently this company figured out a new way to drill. It's like, you know, I guess the same type of idea of fracking, just a different way of extracting the energy out of the soil. And he believes that this is, you know, going to put $100 billion worth of natural gas in play for him. And this stock is just going to fly through the roof. So I'm sure he's super stoked about it and is joking and having a good time.
Yeah, there's no telling how much money he's lost in the deal, though, too.
Sure.
You know, he's in a situation.
Oh, yeah, probably, that stock has been on a roller coaster.
Yeah, there's no telling. He might be hundreds of millions of dollars down. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, no, this might be the opportunity to get it back north again. But, yeah, the fans don't want to hear that. They want to hear that you're focused on your football team 100% of the time, especially if you're the general manager. I could totally understand that. But I guarantee he's going to come out here tomorrow, and he's going to talk about tongue-in-cheek and the way I start conversations and joking and all that. I know people don't want to hear that.
No, it's going to upset a lot of people.
I'm just making the prediction right now when the question's asked. Right. Yep.
Yeah, you talk about that stock, okay? So over the last year, it's been as high as $9, and it's cruised around between $2 and $4. Could you imagine owning $1 billion worth of that? So at
71% is what he owns.
71%. Yeah, of a $1 billion company.
Yeah.
So at $9, it's worth triple what it's worth right now, which is $3.16. Over the last 6 months or so, it's been up in the fours. It's been down in the twos. That'd be an incredible roller coaster to be on. But you know, Jerry has made reference to how leveraged he is up to his eyeballs, and if people were intimately aware of the risk that he's incurred in recent years, they would have the understanding for why he still is very much the gambler.
We've talked about that. Maybe some of the deals, some of the structures of some of the deals had to be staggered because of business deals that you might have made.
We got a sports mix coming up. A mixed bag. That's it. We got a mixed bag, Wolchuk. Where are we going?
All right. Texas Tech's being honest about something we've wondered for a long time. And my gosh, a 33-year-old skipper, does that make you feel old? That's next in the name.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan, the Jake Ferguson Show coming up at 5:35 here on The Fan. We're going to run LA Live at 6 tonight. That sound good?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
So we actually get LA.
Yeah, yeah. I found out about like an hour and a half ago. Finally looked at this sheet. I was like, oh, okay.
That's how
we found
out
a solution.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So I guess we'll do G-Bag of the Day after Jake. Okay, we'll get you everything breaking coming up to start the expressway at 520. Right now it's time for a mixed bag. Here's Wolchek.
All right, let's do it. Stars in action tonight as they start their Florida road trip. They're going to be taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning. That'll be a 6 o'clock puck drop on TNT. It's a national game tonight. Then they'll take on the defending two-time Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers.
4-4-2, I think. The Lightning.
For the Stars? For the Lightning.
Lightning, yeah.
Yeah, Lightning are all, you know, rematch that bubble Stanley Cup there with Tampa Bay. Now, tonight, special night.
Okay, it is. Okay. No, you got it.
Tyler Seguin.
Tyler Seguin.
1,000th career NHL game tonight for Seg. So, hopefully, it can be a Hattie party for him.
I think every...
I'm calling out multiple goals tonight.
Every Stars player's walking into the arena, of course, with a cup of coffee.
They always do.
And then, which is a, it's a no-brainer.
What do you think's in that coffee?
I want to say...
You think anyone drink tea?
I want to say it's coffee. No, they're too tough.
I think there's got to be extra espresso
shots. They're too tough. It's like a Man Campbell.
Maybe just a hint of whiskey.
But they're all wearing the Seguin 1,000th game t-shirt, and it looks like they're all repping the fake tattoo sleeves.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
I used to love those too, man. High school, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
Coffee makes you go to the bathroom, right? I mean, I've never...
It does. It's a natural laxative.
Okay.
Yeah, but I
sometimes I'm hoping that's what the case is, you know?
Okay, because
sometimes I'm drinking, said, oh, God, please.
I don't drink.
Could it be like don't you build up like a tolerance
to it,
though?
Yeah, it happens.
It doesn't hit me the same way that it used to.
Well, see, that's what I'm asking, because if you're a coffee drinker, how hard it is to go to the men's room with all your hockey gear on?
I think that's probably...
See, why would you drink coffee before a game?
They don't have the butt flap on those things?
What?
No. I don't think so,
There's no butt flap on those.
No, I think
you got suspenders. You got to do... Yeah, that's
the old miner's flap. Seems like a no-brainer to have the butt flap on.
And then they wear tights underneath the hockey pants.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot going on to be like, all of a sudden I've got the bubble guts and now I got
to... Even
like
just to take
skates?
A leak, honestly.
Can you imagine?
It's a struggle.
Some people get used to that. Darryl Armstrong, the former Mav coach, played for the Orlando Magic for a long time with a cup of coffee under his chair.
Yeah, cool. I think by the time they're showing up to the arena, it's got to be like cup number 7.
That was Sean Lee's secret sauce.
No, that's Sean Lee, but I'm just saying hockey dudes wearing, like, getting all that gear off and on if you're having to deal
I think they've
that.
Just built the tolerance up. They're fine.
Yeah.
They got this.
Those guys are tough enough to just power through it.
Or they just crap in their pants.
Can you imagine, can you imagine like having to really to run to the men's room and you're on skates?
No.
Like
no,
you're kind of
no,
just
brutal. And then you know you have like 10 minutes worth of wardrobe.
You waddle down off.
You're like, no,
so,
no, no.
So when do you start? Like if you feel like, you know, sometimes you could fight through it, you know, and like, oh, I'm okay. But if you start to feel that, do you immediately just go? Because
if it was me,
if you get emergency,
I gotta know your own body.
I wonder if anybody's been checked so hard along the boards that they crap them their pants.
I'm sure it's happened.
Oh, in the movie Slapshot, a guy peed on himself.
Just burst.
Yeah, I crawled over the. Like, oh, I just peed.
I think it's definitely a thing. No lineup changes, so that means Roope Hintz, Matt Duchene, and Oscar Beck were all going to miss this game tonight. Stars are going to go 11 forward, 7 D-men tonight. It worked out against Washington, but shorthanded again tonight against Tampa Bay. Hopefully, they're able to keep this thing going and get a victory. Now, from the ice to the gridiron, Texas Tech, Joey McGuire, the pride of Cedar Hill.
Listens to our show.
I love Joey.
He's a big Tolo, man.
Big wreck him. Hopefully they can get a big win this weekend. But he admitted quarterback Baron Morton, was he available to play last week, Coach? And you just decided Oklahoma State sucks so much, we don't need him.
We have some guys that have, you know, do advanced analytics for us and everything like that. And it's like, okay, in this game, the percentage of winning when you go out there like Oklahoma State, you know, nothing against them, but the percentage of him going out there versus Will going out there and Mitch going out there, there was not very much difference whatsoever. So you're like, does it make sense? Because Baron wants to play, you know, and he's a different person whenever it comes to – he's got a high pain tolerance. He's really tough. And some of it was kind of protecting him from him and then understanding. So I think the Arizona State, you know, it was the last game of the year, and it was, you know, we're coming into that game and you didn't have the games after that. You know, he probably would have fought me to get out there and maybe, you know, giving it a try. But it, being able to have a couple weeks to get ready for this game, it's definitely helped him, and he feels really good.
So, Barron, more than 2 weeks ago, they lose to Arizona State. He acknowledges if that had been like last game of the season, Morton probably plays. Last week, could have played, but it's Oklahoma State, and the Pokes stink so bad this year, we just didn't need him. Just give an extra week. So he's good to go for this coming Saturday.
They call that give a walk-ons an opportunity game.
Yeah. And unfortunately, Will Hammond ended up tearing his damn ACL. That one kind of stunk, but at least Barron Morton's back this week for Texas Tech. Now, Arch Manning, still listed as questionable, as he's trying to make it through concussion protocol, play against Vanderbilt. But good news was Michael Taft has been practicing, so maybe Michael Taft's good to go.
Man, how rabid is Texas. That? Is that stadium actually going to be, you think? It's like first time in what, like 40-something days they've had a home game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the Horns.
So they, you know, they're probably Red River
revved up.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's 11 a.m. game, though.
They got going against Bama a few years ago at that 11 a.m. kick. But, yes, I always wonder about that, like how ruckus is the crowd.
Yeah, but they're going up against Vandy and
Pavio.
He's going to be talking a lot of bleep.
I mean, your season, your playoff, every game for them, playoff season on the line.
That's a must win.
Yeah,
must win, do or die.
Absolutely. Now, for Gunnar Stockton, it's a must win in another way.
Wow, this is pretty emotional.
This is
SEC just means more.
It really is. This is Georgia, Florida. Greatest cocktail party.
Yeah. World's largest outdoor cocktail party.
Damn
outdoor.
Right.
Yeah. It's a mouthful.
Well, Gunner's playing not only to beat his rival, but he's doing it for his grandfather.
Why is that, Walchuk?
Well, Lawrence Stockton died of a heart attack on October 30th, 2010, after the Bulldogs lost to the Gators.
Literally, Urban Meyer and the Gators may have frustrated
took him out
the Bulldogs and Gunnar Stockton's grandfather so much. Wasn't in the parking lot?
Yeah, according to a new report from ESPN, Lawrence Stockton died of a heart attack in the parking lot outside of Everbank Stadium in Jacksonville after the only overtime game in the history between Florida and Georgia. Urban Meyer and the Gators beat the Bulldogs by a final score of 34-31. Aaron Murray threw an interception during overtime to set up an eventual game-winning field goal for the Gators.
I blame Murray. But he was blaming somebody else. What his wife say? What the grandma, Gunnar Stockton's grandma, who's now a widow? Do you see
Suzanne
what she
Fredrickson, Lawrence Stockton's widow, says her late husband was talking to a friend about the game when he suffered cardiac arrest. He was frustrated with the defense.
he was bitching about the defensive coordinator, and he got himself so worked up that his heart stopped working. Mm. He cares that much about Georgia Bulldogs.
He said something about that damn Todd Grantham, and boom, just collapsed.
His last words were that damn Todd Grantham.
Hey,
yeah. I mean, what the hell? He's trying to stick it to.
Sounds like the beginning of a Happy Gilmore movie.
Okay, back for his grandfather. Can you? I mean, like honestly, this might be the way that I go out one day after a Cowboys
Eberflus
game.
Is going to do this to Walchuk. I swear,
it could be that damn Flus
on the post game show, just sitting there, just
next crumple, thing you know, crumple right over in my chest.
He's going to die in the middle of the
I want to thank
club.
Everybody that was part of this one tonight. No!
I think that's why most Cowboys fans like my age and up have just detached from it, because they realize it's a health threat.
It is. It really is a health threat.
I'll leave Wolchek there.
It's not good, dude.
Janie,
I worry.
Janie can't come pick him up.
Got to clean up here on the
bring a trash bag.
Bring some extra hands,
me
too.
And Ramon
a couple
Cruz,
razors.
Me and Ramon just start packing up and just like leave him there.
Yeah, I can see it happening. Really
caution
could.
Tape around the broadcast table.
It's not good. It's not a good situation.
Go back next week. He's just laying there.
So Gunner's going to be playing this week because this is his. Isn't this Gunner's first?
This is
start versus the Gators. So
he's. It just means more for him. With do it for dad.
Sounds like it for meant grandpa. A lot for grandpa.
For grandpa. Meant
so
a
much for our
for
game
him.
The other day. We were doing it for Marty.
Well,
that,
this
that,
is
that was bad.
That
didn't go well.
Don't channel whatever it was you were pumping out.
That was bad.
Last things here in the mix bag.
Will Chambers just says that's how I'll go during a Kentucky tourney game. March Madness is going to end the life of Will Chambers one of these days.
I believe it.
He'll be in Vegas, just be his like BAC.
He's at the sports book there in the pool. Next thing you know, just a turnover.
That legendary forehead vein he's got when he gets excited.
Rangers his liver out.
Yeah.
Oh, the Rangers.
Wow.
It's in the urinal.
With one of his pink polos on.
Rangers parade. Me standing at the urinal next to El Blondie, and our guy Hedgie.
Yeah,
just listen to them.
God, we're those assless chaps, Hedgie.
What'd you say about El Blondie and the curtains and the drapes and stuff? You went on a rant about that.
Yeah, they didn't match.
They didn't match, and it threw you off.
When was this?
You felt robbed, defrauded.
When did I say this?
You were so hammered, you don't even remember.
No, like, I don't.
He's not even blonde down there.
Yeah, you were really like, okay.
No,
you were taking a lot of peaks, dude.
Yes, if you say so.
Just two quick
tires. You should have known, Brian. Take your word for it.
Yeah, this guy. Here we go. Yeah.
Oh, man, we got a 33-year-old.
Got Dawson to his car, hammered all.
He did. He made, and then you made it to the Chinese buffet.
I absolutely did make the Chinese buffet. That was going to happen. Even if I hit the pole, I was going to get out and walk over there.
Gosh. I didn't matter if I parked that car.
Me the ticket officer, but it's at the buffet.
I'm just going to hold up my finger like, wait just a second, sir. I'll be right back.
Oh, jeez. Nationals fans, you got a new manager, Blake Butera. He's taken the job at 33 years old. He's the youngest MLB manager since the 1970s. His birthday's 1992.
Is he younger than you?
Yeah.
Impressive.
He's a wee bit older than me. That's an impressive fella.
Butera, you guys have done a lot with your lives.
Well done.
Huh? Twins hiring Pirate skipper Derek Shelton.
He used to be the bench coach with the Twins, I heard.
Well, that makes sense because he sucked with the Pirates. So I guess somebody needs to get him a job.
Okay.
Thank you, Wolchuk. Okay. Thank you. A little bit of a mixed bag for you here in the GBAC Nation.
A mixed bag.
I haven't done anything with my life, Brian. I'm sitting here with you.
We're 38 minutes from Jake Ferguson.
Talking about El Blondies.
You'll be able to watch Jake on the stream with us today on Twitch and YouTube. He'll join us after practice coming up at about 5:35 in addition to the finest next chief.
Yeah, we got your football quotables of the day, weekly awards, and your stat of the day next year in the nation.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.